each and every single one of us aspires to be loved by Allah. Who is it amongst us that would not say that they want to love Allah and be loved by Allah? Each and every single one of us would. Well, how do we get to the point? How do I build myself up so that I become truly beloved to Allah? Well, Allah tells us in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ, say to them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you truly claim to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. Follow the example of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and then Allah will love you and Allah will forgive all of your sins. This is a very important and powerful issue of our love, our loyalty, and our connection to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually told us, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ, none of you truly believes, حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, until I, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become more beloved to that person than their own parents, their children, and all of humanity. So the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a part of our faith. And it is a part of our connection and our loyalty and our love for Allah. And so it's something that we all need to cultivate and we all need to think about. And inshallah, I look forward to, in the next few videos, to talk about how we can cultivate the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.